I've looked at this from both sides. I did not support back a couple of cycles ago. I was really not so much in support of the chamber. And, you know, that was really based on the fact that in lower 48 communities, the chamber's function is decidedly different than it is up here in Skagway, Alaska. The chambers do a great deal to promote business for their membership. That's what their function is. I mean, they lobby their congressmen. They do lots of things that, of course, they have the funding and the ability to do just because of locale, you know, to their legislators. So, you know, it's not a generic sort of definition that you would give Chamber of Commerce. Our particular Chamber of Commerce handles so many community functions, whether it's clean sweep, the 4th of July festivities, different things like that that we all want and desire. I don't know if we would live or die if they didn't happen, but we've certainly identified them as things that we definitely want. Somebody's got to do them. The volunteerism, unfortunately, in our community has it's narrowed as far as the amount of people that we see, and I don't know if that's just due to other people being busy or that they just don't care to be involved, or that's an antiquated you know, way of doing things. I don't know what the reasons are there, but I know that I've seen a decline in it. I used to kid around that, you know, you would see the same faces all the time, whether it was at a burger feed or a bike thing or, you know, any sort of community function, a fundraiser of any kind, you'd see the same folks. Well, I can guarantee you now you really do see the same folks, whether it's John and Cindy O'Daniel or Tim and Carol Borsey or Mike and Joe Korsmo. It's the people to pull from is decidedly lessened. But in answer to your question, I don't know. At this point, it isn't a big subsidy that we give to the chamber. I think there's better ways of funding it, and I think that that's what we're going to look at in the next budget cycle.